I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Oh, Wild West.
You know, I love that new opening for this segment, the ETF of the week. Although I am wondering if my producer was suggesting, as he has that opening line with John Wayne talking about, I don't fancy talking to vermin, whether he was describing me as vermin, possibly. Tom is talking to me. But I know it's not talking to vermin when we talk to Tom Lydon. He is the editor of ETF Trends, which you can get more information about at ETFTrends.com or on Twitter at ETF Trends. He is the president of Global Trend Asset Management, and you can follow him on Twitter at Tom Lydon. Tom, welcome back to Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck. Great to be back.
All guests on Money Life appear on the Hightower Hotline. If you've lost confidence in traditional brokerage and investment firms, it's time to learn about the Hightower difference. To find out more, go to HightowerAdvisors.com. Hightower is an SEC-registered investment advisor. All right, Tom, our ETF of the week is...
the Wisdom Tree India Earnings ETF, ticker symbol EPI.
EPI, India. So it's sort of a specialized brick play, as it were. And a lot of folks have been saying that they want to go in the emerging markets area, but they're not necessarily finding things. This ETF, the India Earnings ETF, I hope nobody missed that earnings in there. That earnings is important, isn't it?
It is. It absolutely is, Chuck. There's some fundamentally based and market cap weighted indexes out there. Most notably, it's the MSCI Emerging Market Index, where you've got the largest ETFs in the emerging market area from Vanguard and from iShares that track those that have multiple billions of dollars. But here's an instance where you can cut out a piece of the India part of the area. So you've got India as opposed to all the other BRIC countries, number one. And number two, rather than a market cap weighted index, you've got an earnings weighted index. So these are ostensibly the best areas that are earnings oriented in the stock market within the India index.
Does that give a measure of stability? I mean, most people, they hear emerging markets, they think that means I'm in for a bumpy ride. Is the idea here to get a smooth ride?
Well, it's going to be a bumpy ride as well. It doesn't necessarily mean it's going to cut back in volatility, Chuck, but what it does mean is we're really focused on earnings, not potentially what this company might mean to investors years down the road. And if for some reason a constituent of this index happens to fall off and is not meeting the earnings expectations, they in turn would be cut from that index and another constituent would be put in. So to a degree, you could say this is an active index as opposed to an active ETF, where every year the constituents of that index have to keep up with the rest.
Now, you talk about the constituents of the index. It is about 25% in financial stocks. And the financials in India, it is one of the areas, as some of the emerging markets in general, were able to avoid the financial crisis that we sort of saw take over, certainly this part of the world, but even Europe, et cetera, in 2008. The question that a lot of folks have is that they can't necessarily value or get comfortable valuing financials right now. And there's a lot of folks who think there may be another financial crisis coming. Does it worry you at all that you've got about a quarter of the assets in financials at this point?
Well, a couple things. First, emerging markets is not deemed as risky as it once was 5 or 10 years ago. Today, emerging market countries and companies within these emerging market areas are actually doing much better than many developed countries and the companies within those countries, number one. Number two, accounting has gotten so much better than it was years ago. Today, if companies in India or other emerging market areas are expecting foreign investment, they need to meet certain standards. And these companies have met those standards. And number three, financials. Yes, there's a high weighting in financials and actually a fairly high weighting in energy as well. Those areas have actually been doing quite well because we've come out of the financial crisis, the global financial crisis, and banks specifically have been able to capitalize on that. They're smaller than they are here in the U.S., and they're much more nimble and able to capitalize in growth that we've seen in emerging markets.
What is a reasonable expectation for this fund going forward? And then, how much of your portfolio are you willing to allocate, and how long do you hold it for?
Okay. So first of all, and I know you were going to ask this, this is a long-term hold. This is at least a 3 to 5 year hold, number one. Number two, as far as your global allocation, I would be overweight emerging markets as opposed to developed nations. And number three, I would allocate 20% of your global allocation in your portfolio to this ETF with the idea that it's earnings oriented and we're going to continue to see changes in the index over time, but those changes are going to be very meaningful because they're weighted to those companies that have higher earnings expectations and have been able to meet those expectations.
Now that's 20%. Does that play nice if you've got other BRIC/emerging markets assets?
Well, really it comes down to your own objectives. And if somebody's more aggressive, they're going to obviously have more weighting in investments overseas and more weighting in emerging markets. But if your global allocation is, let's say, 40% of your stock position, put 20% of that 40% into this ETF.
There you go. It is the Wisdom Tree India Earnings ETF. The ticker symbol on it is EPI, Earnings Peter India. The Wisdom Tree India Earnings Fund. It is the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon. He is, of course, the president of Global Trend Asset Management, the editor of ETF Trends. For more information, go to ETFTrends.com or follow him on Twitter at ETFTrends or at Tom Lydon. Tom, thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Chuck.
Up next, it is the Money Life Market Call. Stick around. We'll be right back.